Okay, today's daf is Yevamis Yerushalmi Daf Chavav, and we are on the bottom of Chaf Hei Amid Beis, talking about the issues of Havchana, issues of waiting 3 months in between the marriages before Yibum, before Chalitza. We said even before Chalitza, and we had a Machlokas Tanoim about whether we say a low plug. Or the Tanakhama seemed to say that no matter what, even if there was only Eris in the first time, only Eris in the second time, Yehuda says no. Yehuda says only if there's a chshash of bia, and therefore the vlados are mixed up. And then Rabbi Yossi says, I agree with that, except for the issue of ibul. The issue of ibul, as we will see. Then we get into how do we look at months of hakaras ubar and months before leida. We spoke about kiddushin and nisuin. Just to mention, I mentioned one thought about it before we pick up on the bottom of Chaf Hei Amid Beis. We'll start with the second to last line. But we mentioned that kiddushin, we know exactly what kiddushin is. That's the first mission in kiddushin. Kesef shtar ubia. And our minog is to use kesef. The Rambam says, Kfar nog will call Yisrael, team of Kaddish b'kesef. I once heard a pshat. Why? Because kesef is dafka learned out from Torah Shebal Peh. And sometimes we do things, dafka lahotsimi liban shel hatstukim. Right, those that don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh, right? We use a tful yom in the process of paraduma. Right? We do a few things that the stukim did not believe in, just to show them. And we make a big deal in the Mishnayot and Menachos about when we cut the omer, because they always say Mimachar is a Shabbos is a Sunday. So we do a few things. So here too, it could be that we use kusha kesef because that's what's learned out from Torah Shebal Peh. Shtar and bia are beferish. But it's clear what kiddushin is. What exactly is nisuin? So that is not clear. That is not clear. What exactly is chuppah? What is the second stage of marriage? As we're talking about here on our Mishnayos about yinasu and erusin, the Ran on the first daf in Ksubis, on daf aleph and aleph and the daf yarif, that's where the Ran quotes a couple of the opinions. The Gemara there, the beginning of Ksubis, seems to say that marriage can't take place if a woman becomes a nida. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara on the Beis and Ksubis. So the Ran says, oh, that sounds like the Rambam. Ika diyala flamehacha, there are those that learn from here, that the chuppah hainu yichud. Chuppah is yichud, and chuppah is yichud haroi labia. That's the Rambam Shita. Lefichach, kishapirsa nida v'lo baal, asur lesyache. That's why, if she became a nida, they didn't have bia yet, so then that's a problem and the marriage can't take place. V'lav bas chuppahi, umishamachi inam alo mezonos. Demisa, the chuppah, lav hainu yichud, because chuppah wouldn't be yichud, so why can't they, the Gemara there continues about giving her mezonos at the time when the marriage is supposed to take place. That's the Rambam Shita, v'chein das harav Moshe ben Maimon. But the Ran argues. Ran says there's another way to read that Gemara, but the Ran thinks that the real chuppah is knisa l'rshusa. Based on the Gemara later on, in Ksubas, ela chuppah haynu kol shehivia habal mi base aviha lebeso l'shem nisuin, that he brings her into his home. V'alfinan la midachziv in base isha nadara. Right, the pasuk in Matos. The mashma the kolzbanchi b'base isha hari hir b'rshusa. Right, as long as there is knisa l'rshuso. That's the Ran. And that we do that. We do that. The chuppah that we have is like the symbolic home of the chassan. That's why the chassan goes down to the chuppah first, because he establishes that as his symbolic home. And then, you know, the kala comes in, knisa l'rshuso. So that's two of the dais. And if you look in the Ramah in Evan Ezer, Simin Nun Hei, he quotes all these opinions. V'yeh shomrin duchabayin eino yichud. Ella, the Shulchan Aruch quoted like the Ramah. Yichud roi labia. But the Ramah says, Yesha, omrin dechubeino yichud, ela kol shehivia hachasan lebesu l'shem yisuin. If the chasan brings her in. Yesha, omrin, shachupa hisha person sudar al rosham, b'shas habracha. If there is a beged, right, over, sometimes some minhagin, they put a talus over the chasan and the kala, right, to put a beged on their heads. Yesha, omrin, dechupas psula mishiyasa behinuma. What we call a canopy, right? The minhag, what we call chuppah, is that you have poles with a curtain on top, al gabi klunsos, umachnisin tachte achasin vakala berabim, umekacha sham, umevarchin sham, birchas erisin vinisuin, and you do all the, birchas erisin and nisuin there, viacharkach bolichra sam abesam, vaochlin biyakad bemakam sanua, and they eat together. They eat together. Vizea chuppah nuegas achshav. That is the chuppah that is, noeg, today. So that's about chuppah. That's what our mission is talking about. Erisin and nisuin. Okay. So we continue now on the bottom of Chaf Hei Amid Beis. We were talking about, different, stages of Leda and of Hakaras Ubar. So related to that, Rav Brechia b'shem Shmuel, La'olam eina ishi yoledes. Shmuel says, again, Shmuel the doctor, right? Shmuel the great Talmudist, but also a doctor. La'olam eina ishi yoledes. A woman will not have a baby, minimum, olam asayim b'shem v'echad, at least from fertilization. 271 days, right? Which is 9 months of 30. Right, 30 times 9, Ol Masayim v'Shivim v'Shnayim, or 272 days, Ol Masayim v'Shivim v'Shalosh, Ol Masayim v'Shivim v'Arba. Right, it depends how long it takes to fertilization. It could be that the Hazra, the Maisabia, took place, and it's got a Chazal assumed that the sperm stays potent for a couple of days. So whenever the fertilization takes place, 271 days from the fertilization, and therefore Shmuel says that everyone who gives birth has to the minimum is this the Ritva. The Ritva notes, I mean, there is a Gemara in Nida. The Gemara, it's an unusual Gemara in Nida, where the Gemara discusses there the idea of that there was some Chasidim Harishonim, who would only have Bia on certain nights of the week, because they know that in the ninth month, you know, in this way, the baby won't be born on Shabbos. And they won't have to worry about Chilul Shabbos. So they would only have be on certain nights of the week. Chasidim Harishonim lo hayu mishamshim midoseim ela berevi b'Shabbos. Shelo yavo'u nishosehen lidei Chilul Shabbos. Unbelievable. Whether you have to be worried about that, the Maariv Chayis here says, right, this relates to the big sugya of Ishtapach Chamimei. Are you allowed to put yourself into a situation that later on you'll have to rely on Dechiyas Yisurin? That's a big discussion that we've had before. But the Ritva says on this Gemara, Daf Lamed Ches, obviously things have changed, because a woman can have a baby any day. Doesn't matter exactly when the Maisibiyah was. And we're not even getting into the issue of, do you have to worry about such a thing? But the Ritva has a line there, here on Daf Lamed Ches, maybe in their time, in their area, in their door, you know, maybe that was something, but obviously it doesn't, it's not today. Let me just redefine you the line in the Ritva. The Ritva says, "V'tamahani al dasa chasidim halalu shaharei hateva machishon legamrei v'gam hamaisim v'ulai lefima komam dibru." Right? I don't know. I look around. I don't see that. But lefima komam. Okay. Omar le Rabbi Mana minan shama Rabbi Hadamilsa. Where do you hear this from Shmuel? Who told you this name of Shmuel? Omar le min Rabbi Ba. Says Rabbi Ba told me. So he says, "Really? Michla vashidasi Rabbi Ba. If that's true, then we have a stira in Rabbi Ba." What's the stira? Taman, who Omar, over there, yesterday's daf. Taman, what did Rabbi Ba say on the top of Amud Beis yesterday? Taman, Omar, shani hi hakaras ubar, shani hi ledaso. Remember we said, when it comes to hakaras ubar, so maybe there, you need full months. But leda, it could be mukutan. That's what we said. If a woman came and had a baby after 7 months, you have to worry about something like mamzeres. Right? It could be mukutan. It could be abbreviated months. So over there, Rabbi Ba quoted that it could be abbreviated months. And here he says full. Right? He's saying la'olam. He's quoting Shmuel la'olam. You need at least 271 or more, right? So which is it? So Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra b'shem Shmuel. So he said it depends who. There were two different people talking, so you can't ask Kastira. Kol shehu behei Rabba ba'alif Rava. Two different people, two different mesoris, right? Rabbi Ba is like one of them, but it was two different Rabbi Ba's. It was really Rava or Rabba, right? One of the two. Says the Karbana Eda, Kolshu behe besofu Rabba. Klomar, Hadela el Rabba Amra. Earlier Rabba was talking. Vahakta hacha Rava Amra, Mishmei de Shmuel. Right? It was Rava or Rabba. Velo mos vinon gavra agavra. We don't answer Kasha, right? Stira between two different people, two different people. So they could say. But it is interesting here. They're both saying this in the name of Shmuel, though. Right? So that gets a little tricky. They're both saying that they heard in the name of Shmuel. They heard it at the same time in the name of Shmuel. They both were at the same shear, and they had different interpretations. So that would be tricky. That would be a problem. If they heard Rabbi Shmuel give shear at different times, so they could say he changed his mind. But that's the Rashi and Ksubis that we haven't mentioned in a while. The Rashi and Ksubis in Daf Nun Zayin says, you could say the principle of Elu ve'elu. Elu ve'elu, beautiful. Everybody, Elu ve'elu, divrei Elokim chayim. But if there's a machlokes about what a Rebbe said, it's hard to say Elu ve'elu there. Right, if they had different interpretations about what the Rebbe said, did the Rebbe say mutter or asr? Right, he's only said one of them. So Rashi says to have elu ve'elu in that context, that's a limit. Elu ve'elu can't be a machlokas about what the Rebbe said. That's so here, I'm not sure exactly where, how it would work. It's both in the names of Shmuel. Techi pligi trea liba dechad mar amar hachi amar ploni mar amar hachi amar ploni chad minayu mishaker, says Rashi. One of them is not telling the truth. Avoki pligi trea amaroi bedin o beisr beheter. If two amaroim, you know, argue about anything, kol chad amar hachi mistaver taime. Ein kan sheker. This is Rashi's important Rashi for the sugya of Elu ve'Elu, right? There's no sheker here if everybody says their own cheetah. Kol chad v'chad svar didei kamar. Mar yov taima letero, mar yov taima lisura. Each one saying their own cheetah. Mar medami milsa la milsa hachi. Mar medami le be'inyana achrina. V'ikala meymar Elu ve'Elu divri elokim chayim him. You can say Elu ve'Elu. Zimnin d'shaya chay taima. V'zimnin d'shaya chay taima. Shahatam mishapech lefi shinu yadvarim b'shinu muat. That's Rashi. You can look at things differently. You can look at things differently. That's why that's the principle of Elu, of Elu ve'Elu. But if they're arguing about what somebody said, so that would be different. That's Rashi, in Ksubas Nun Zayin. We continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Havi Yosef Kumi de Rav. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi was sitting in front of Rav, Erevin. Chamise Mavis. And what happens? So Rav Chiya Bar Ashi was sitting in front of Rav, and the Rebbe, Rav, saw that Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, the Talmud, was a little anxious. And he was like jumping to go out, that he wasn't calm. So Amar Le Ma'oche, and he says to his Talmud, knew what's going on. Amar Le Chamarasi Ma'abra, my donkey is pregnant. V'boy Melad, and my donkey is about to have a baby. Right? We've been talking about abbreviated or whole months for people. What about animals? So my donkey is out there. Vana boy mirbata adalotistanin. I have to mate my donkey with a male, because if not, then when the donkey has a baby, so it's gonna be cold and get sick. Amarle says Rav. Remember, Rav spent a lot of time on a farm to learn Mumin. So Rav knew a lot. Amarle emasai Allah alei zachar. When was this animal impregnated, this donkey? Amarle biyom plan, on such and such a day. V'chashav, and Rav thought, Amarle bayhi ad kedud. You don't have to worry about it until such and such a day. I'm telling you, he's not gonna have a baby so soon. V'tani kein, chamarta pocheses ena pocheses biyemos halavana. A donkey's gestation is not less than yemos halavana. Right, 354. 354 days. V'hamosefes ena mosefes yemos hachama, 365. So you don't have to worry about it, Rav says his Talmud. You know, just relax. You don't have to worry. Interesting, he saw that the Talmud had something on his mind and therefore couldn't learn properly. You might be reminded of Rabbi Preda, Nun Dalad in Erevin. Rabbi Preda, remember, learned with the Talmud, taught it to him 400 times, every time, which is about the godless of the Rebbe and the godless of the Talmud. Right, that was Rabbi Preda. One day the Rebbe said, you know what, guys, I have to leave right after shir. I'm going to a wedding, so I'm going to have to run out right after shir. And then he gave the shir. And the Talmud didn't get it even after 400 times because he was so anxious and he thought the Rebbe would leave and he wasn't focused. Tanalei v'lo gamar. Amalei ha'idna maishna. Amalei miya hi shaita. Amalei lomar. Ika milsa de mitzvah. Aschoy ladatoi. I had Ezra Gadas, V'chol Shaita Amina Hashtakoimar. You're going to leave any minute. I just couldn't focus. Amarle, so Preda says, you know what? I'm not going. Havdaitech, relax. V'asni lach, and I'll teach it to you. Hadar Tanale, Dalame Azim Nachrini. He taught it to him another 400 times. Again, 400 is a number that Chazal use often, you know, just as a large number. Here it seems pretty literal because it adds up to 800 in a minute. Nafka Baskala, a Baskal goes out from heaven. After he taught it to him 800 times. Amarle, Nichala de Listzok Lachab Dal Meashani, do you want 400 extra years to your life? O de Tisku at Vidorech Lamadasi. Or do you want you and your generation all to go to Olam Haba? So what are these? Amru de Nizka, Ravador Lamadasi. Olam Haba. Amarle, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tznu Lo Zubazu. Give him both. Seriously, the Baskal went out and asked him, and then Hashem decided. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, give him both. Okay? But that's about a Talmud who wasn't focused because he thought the Rebbe said here too. He wasn't focused because he had a donkey that was going to have a baby. But thank God Rav told him that, you know, you could be calm. Milsa, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, pliga. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi seems to argue on this. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, bikoris, Michel Malchus. The bikoris from the word bakar. The cattle from the Malchus. The carbonated here says from Antoninus. From Antoninus had very fancy bulls. And remember, Atunidis was friendly with Rebbe, so he wanted to give Rebbe some of these genes. So he allowed his bulls to mate. Here Biu, skip the next word, here Biu shall base Rebbe, Mimenashvarim, V'yeshbeb sheyoldu achsha, V'yeshbeb sheyoldu achar mikem. Some of them had offspring early, some later. So you see that, Rav was talking about the donkeys. You see here, some were early, some were late. Answer, kanbe behema Torah, kanbe behema Tameya. When it comes to a kosher, so that's, full months, right? Kosher is the full months, and, behema Tameya is different. Says the Gemara, the behema Tahora ain't zmana kavua, the behema Tameya, like a chamora, right, the donkey is full. But doesn't the pasuk say in Eov, towards the end of Eov, when Hashem is trying to explain to Eov that he can't understand everything, right? Were you here when the world was created? Hayadata eis ledes ya'ale sela. Were you here when the ya'ale sela, which are kosher animals, were you here? Tispar yurachim timalena v'yadata eis ledasana. So you see from there that it's a kosher animal, and it's talking about full. Tispar yurachim timalena. I thought the difference was that non-kosher, have full gestations. Answer, skip the next three words. Chaya Torah kebehemet tameya. A chaya tahora, that's what this is talking about, a yale sela, is like a behemet tameya, neither give birth early. Only the behemos tahoros might come out early. Okay, period. Let's get back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said, if you remember, that we had 3 days in the Mishnah about when a woman could get remarried. Right, the Tanakhama said 3 months, period. It doesn't matter if the first one had Erisin, the second one only has Erisin, gotta wait 3 months. Rabbi Yehuda says no. If the first one had Nisuin, the second one could have Erisin. The first one had Erisin, the second one had Nisuin. Because you're not worried about the Vlad, because there was no Bia in the first or the second. Remeir, Chayshash Legitin. Remeir says, whenever you have a woman who was married, Legitin here means was married and could have gotten a get to enter marriage. Legitin here means she was Roy, she was divorceable, she was married. Whenever you have a marriage, got to wait 3 months. So Erisin doesn't matter. Erisin, you still have to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yehuda chashas levlad. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you worry about the babies, the mix-up of the babies. So if you're not having two ma'isabias, then you don't have to wait. Rabbi Yossi chashas legitin levlad. And Rabbi Yossi was choshesh for both. In Tema, the lesser mayor choshesh legitin, because if Rabbi Meir did not say the shita, that anyone who was married, let's get the next word, arusas yasim yad. Rabbi Meir obviously doesn't worry about the Vlad, because let the Arusas get married right away. He doesn't allow that, so it must be he's worried. He holds anytime there's a marriage, you have to wait 3 months. Rabbi Zohar, b'shem Rabbi Gedola, mima enes, enes yukalam den shloshe chadashim. A woman who does miyun doesn't have to wait 3 months. Why? Because, miyun, right, when the rabbinic marriage, that undoes the marriage. So the marriage didn't take place. And she's a ketana. So there's no baby, and there was no marriage, so doesn't have to wait 3 months. Hayotza beget, but a ketana who gets a get, Svichlan Dishol Shachadashim. But a ketana who gets a get, then she has to wait 3 months. Again, she has to be old enough to be Shomer, says Gita. Hadam Messiah Lermeir, the Remeir Chayish Lekitin. Right, Remeir says Choshish Lekitin, and therefore this ketana was married. Mema'enes wasn't married, and that's why you have this chilek. Period. Rabbi Babashem, Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah, Anusa, Ines Yukalan Dishol Shachadashim, a woman who has a marriage out of wedlock. Anusa does not have to wait 3 months. Why? There was no marriage, and we assume there's no baby. Because if it was out of marriage, we assume the woman did what she had to do in order to not have a baby. After the Maisa Biyah. Messiah Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yossi Chashash Legitin Ulavlad. Rabbi Yossi holds up both of them, and here there's no Chash. Again, there's no marriage, right? You don't say, everyone who was married has to wait 3 months. There was no marriage, and there's no Chash of a baby. Tini, the Brisa says, Hagiyar Sveshvuyah Veshivcha, Shinifdiv Shinizgarav Shinizhtacharu. These three women, a convert, or a woman who was captive, maybe the captors were with her, or a shivcha, kananis. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to wait 3 months. Even if, let's say, this woman is gonna converting and she's gonna stay with her husband, and there's no issue of lad, gotta wait 3 months. Gotta wait 3 months, that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Amar, ina sricha lahamtid. Rabbi Yossi says, no, there's no reason to wait. Why? Rabbi Yossi is choshesh, as we said before, to marriage and vlados. And, here, there is no marriage. And if there's no marriage, halachically, so then, only if you have both of those chashos, you have to wait. And if not, not. So that's in terms of machlokas, one machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, about how long do you have to wait, for a marriage to take place after a conversion. After a freeing of a shifcha b'chulu. Ubidamim. And what about dam? Did we speak about this recently? We talked a little bit about kishui yesterday and the labor, but bidamim, right? We heard the first mishnah in Nida talks about when a woman finds dam, so then you don't know when it was yotze from her makar. So maybe it was yotze from her makar and she was in Nida earlier and it was like just didn't come out yet. So we say metame meisle. So we go back and we're metame any truma or kachem that she touched either within the last 24 hours or going back to the last bedika that she did. So says the Gemara, do you go back, let's say, a Gioris, and she finds dam? Do you go back 24 hours? Right? Not until the time of conversion, right? Not beforehand. Ubedamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the time of Eis Leis. Rabbi Yehuda says you go back. You go back Me'eis Leis. Not literally Me'eis Leis, right? The Chaim Kanievsky here says, Klomar, Bitoras Me'eis Leis. Even though not mamish 24 hours, because she was not Jewish, but still, at least to go back to at the moment that she converted. Go backwards, some backwards. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. You go backwards, Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayashaita, no. Rabbi Yossi says Dayashaita, right when you find it, you don't go backwards in that, in this case. Amar Rabbi, so we have two machlokos here. With machlokos, do you have to wait after a conversion to get married? Number two, what about the dam that you find? Do you go backwards? So, Amar Rebbe, Nirin, Divra Rebbe Yehuda, Bedamim, Bediv Rebbe Yossi, Bevlad. Rebbe says, I think I passing like Rebbe Yehuda went in the second case, right? That you do go backwards if a woman who finds dam, she converted 4 hours ago. Do you go back to the time that she converted? Or do you say only, no, Bikana Lahaba, right? Do you say only forward? I passing like Rebbe Yehuda, Bedamim, you go back, Bediv Rebbe Yossi, Bevlad. But I passing like Rebbe Yossi, by the Vlad, that she could get married right away. Amar Rebbe Chanin, Bredir Yevo. Abba Havali Uvda, my father, Rabbi Yavo, had a case. Vishalach, Vishalach, Rabbi Chia, Ul Rabbi Yossi, Ul Rabbi Ami. And he asked these rabbis, Vahoran like Rabbi Yossi Bevlad, and they paskin for him like Rabbi Yossi Bevlad, that you don't have to wait. They didn't have to wait. Delokain, so the Gemara says, what do you mean? Without this, if he wouldn't have gotten the psak from these rabbis, Ma'an and Amrin, what would we have said? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, ain't Allah Rabbi Yossi. He had to go ask to find out that Allah is like Rabbi Yossi. What, we wouldn't have passed like Rabbi Yossi? That's the rule. The rule is always Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi, halacha Rabbi Yossi. So what was his shaila that he wasn't sure who to paskin like? Ella begin to Amar Rebbe Nirin. Oh, because Rebbe said Nira. What did Rebbe say? Nira, I like Rabbi Yossi Shita. But they weren't sure how to understand that. Nira, I would like to paskin that way, but I don't. Right? That's why it was unclear. When he said Nira, I think Rabbi Yossi Shita makes sense. But does that mean that he paskin like it, or just that it makes sense to him? But right, but so because of that, ambiguous lashon of Rebbe, that's why he wasn't sure. Says the Gemara, really? But 1 minute, 1 second. Lochein, we had this a couple of months ago, I think. Lochein, Rebbe Babashem Rebbe Zeura. Koma, Kamshan Rebbe Nirin Adain Hamachlogas Bim Koma. 1 second. Every time that Rebbe says the word Nira, Rebbe is not endorsing either view. Right? It's Adayin Machlokas Bimkoma. There's still a Machlokas. So what were they confused about by Nira? The rule is that Lach is like Rabbi Yossi. So Rebbe made a comment, but whenever he said the rule, we know that when Rebbe makes a comment like that, he's not going to one side or the other. Chutz, except for one case, Meigel Shaltvela, the case of, you have a Suffolk Truma in a bunch of figs, the Dain Modi Ladain, the Dain Modi Ladain. That's when Rebbe said that we're nearer there, he was saying that they both agree with each other. Okay, but Lasalamaisa, we're back to the question of what was Rebbe Avo Suffolk? Rebbe had to send to find out who we paskin like. Of course we paskin like Rebbe Yossi. We said, oh, maybe because Rebbe made this comment near end? No, that's not, we don't assume that way. So Amar Rebbe Yossi the Amora says, Kashite kumi Rebbe Chanina b'rei Rebbe Avo. Afilu, so there's no answer to that question. No answer why he was misupik. Now we get to the next statement. Rebbe Yossi says, Kashite kumi Rebbe Chanina b'rei Rebbe Avo. Afilu da Rebari shenivalu. Does Rebbe Yossi allow a convert to get remarried right away, even if we know that she had bia like yesterday, right? Wouldn't you want to know the difference between fertilization, bekedusha, and fertilization? Not even bia. So Amalo, so he says, well, of course. Well, if he says the shita, then we have to assume they had v'stam goyas lo kibulos. Obviously, it was a mistama. He said a shita, and mistama they're baulos. So therefore, the shita that you can get married right away, he's not worried about knowing about the vlad. Shimon Barba Amar also uvda kumi Rabbi Yochanan v'hori k'Rabbi Yossi. So now back to our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Barba came and he said he passed like a Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, which means that if there was only Erisin, only Nisuin, then you didn't have to wait 3 months. V'havir Rabbi Lazar mitzta Rabbi Lazar, his Rabbi Yochanan's student was very upset. We've had a number of stories already. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan was upset. Rabbi Lazar didn't quote him by name. So, Amar, Shafkin Stama, the Avdei Kiyachida. So Rabbi Lazar was upset that Rabbi Yochanan, his Rebbe, passed like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Remember, who did we have in our Mishnah? We had the Tanakama, who said, you always have to wait 3 months. Erisin, Nisuin, doesn't matter. You have to wait 3 months before a new marriage. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't have to. You don't have to worry. He's only worried about the Vlad, and if there was only Erisin the first time or Erisin the second time, you're okay. And Rabbi Yossi agreed to Rabbi Yehuda. He agreed to Rabbi Yehuda. He just said, Mipnei Ebel, you know, you can't get married if she's in Avelis. So Rabbi Lazar says, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, but the first opinion is a Stam Mishnah. I don't understand why my Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, would pass on like Rabbi Yossi, the third opinion. The first opinion is anonymous. Doesn't that always have a stronger power? Amar Shavkin Stam of Adar Ki Yechida. Don't we always pass on that way? So Ashkach Tani Lor B'chia Bar Shem B'shem Reb Meir. Oh, he found a brisa that first opinion in our Mishnah that's quoted anonymously is really Reb Meir's opinion. So it's not anonymous. There's a brisa that says it's really Rabbi Meir. So he's like, oh, okay. Kadshama La T'Tani Lor B'chia B'shem Reb Meir. Once he heard it, Amar Yo'asaba. Oh, my Rebbe is defended. Yada Pirki Garme. Right, I understand now, because he wasn't passing like the Tanakhama, because it wasn't a Stam Mishnah. It's really Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Mana, Bai Kumi Rabbi Yudin, 1 second. Really? That's not called a Stam? Taman, Amar Rabbi Chizkiya, Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Shemar Belazar, Komakam, Shana Rabbi Machlokas, the Chazar Vishana Stam, Halachic Stam Mishnah. Don't we have the rule? The rule is whenever there's a Machlokas, and the one of the Shitas of the Machlokas is then quoted as, anonymously, doesn't that give it power? That shows there's a machlokas, but then Rebbe put it as anonymous. So here, so what is Rebbe Meir's opinion? But if he wrote it anonymously, shouldn't that give it more power? So why here do you say the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi? Again, Kasha. Amar lei, lo Rebbe. Rebbe here didn't so say. Remember, who said that labeled it as Rebbe Meir? It's in a brisa. It's in a brisa, not a Mishnah. So Rebbe just, you don't have that Rebbe in the Mishnah had it as a machlokas and then was so say. You only have it as a stam. So that doesn't give it as much power. Zohar Charan Omar. So maybe somebody else wrote it, meaning like Rabbi Chiya. Says Gemara, wait a minute. It should be even stronger. Min ma hein deshana Rabbi Mastisan. Machlokas. V'chazar v'shana stam. Halacha gestam. If you're telling me that Rabbi wrote a machlokas and then he wrote it anonymously, so then that shows that anonymous is stronger. So if he never even wrote the other person's name, he never even mentioned Rabbi Meir. Asar delo ashkach Rebbe Masnisa machlokas ela acherim shana machlokas Rebbe shana stam lo kolshkin te alach gestam. So for sure the Tanakama should be stronger, and we should pass on like the Tanakama. Again, this is what Rebbe Lezer is bothered by, right? It's even stronger if Rebbe never even quoted Rebbe Meir by name; he just quoted him as an anonymous. Doesn't that show that he thinks that is the shita that we should pass on like? Also, Rebbe Chizkiya Rebbe Yaakov Bar Acha Rebbe Shimon Bar Abba Rebbe Shimon Rebbe Lezer. He's the favorite. Afilu shana acherim machlokas Rebbe shana stam alach gestam. So again, the halacha is like the stam. So we're back to the question. So again, why did Rabbi Yochanan pass like Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah? Rabbi Shmuel Bar Anya B'Shem Rav Acha Hada the Tamar B'Shein Machlokas Eitzel Stam. When do you call it a Stam if there's one opinion in the Mishnah? That's a Stam. Here there's three opinions. That's called a Stam. It's a Tanakama. That's not a Stam. Avol Mish Machlokas Eitzel Stam Lo Bada Halakas Stam. That's another halacha of a Stam Mishnah. Number one. Also, Rabbi Yossi Barbun B'Shem Rav Acha Had the same Rabbi Yochanan Eitzel Yochid. When do you say that a Stam would have more power if there's two opinions in the Mishnah? One's a Stam and one's a name. Avol B'Yochanan Eitzel Chachamim here, you have two other opinions in the Mishnah. You have Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. So the first anonymous opinion of Rav Meir, Lav Dafka, that is going to be stronger. Lo B'da Halacha G'Stam. In that case, we don't say the Halacha is like a Stam in that case. There's an interesting discussion, and so once we're talking about Inyani Geirus here on top, about waiting after Geirus. If you look at this, somebody gave me recently the Rosh Kollel in Dallas. I got his Sefer Emes Vatzedek. Oh, about Inyani Geirus, a commentary on Shulchan Aruch. But in the Psicha there, he talks about how some people misread the Rambam and the Gemara. Right? The Gemara in Krisa says, what do you need for Geirus? Milas Dam. Right? Mila. See, that's what you learn out from Har Sinai. Bris Mila, Tevila, and Hartzell's done. That's a carbon. It doesn't list there Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So there are those that say, okay, maybe that's not crucial. Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And when the Rambam says, the requirements for Geirus. So he quotes many, many sources. That doesn't make any sense. The Iker Geirus is Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Right? It's the Mila Tfilah Charles Dam is the mechanism of Geirus. If somebody doesn't accept to do the mitzvahs, of course that Geirus is meaningless. right? And anybody tries to be Megayer someone who has no intention at all of being Mekayim mitzvahs, that Geiris is meaningless, right? Kabbalah's Geiris is obviously, says, look at the Rambam's Lashon. The Rambam's Lashon is, where's the Rambam's Lashon? He says, when a person, he says, that's the Iker Geiris. The Iker Geiris is when the Rambam's Lashon, when a person wants to become close to Hashem, then he needs to do Milat Tila Vartos Dam. But that's the essence. That's the essence. Without Kabbalah's mitzvahs, it's that, and there are many Rambams that say this, not just here. So, again, it's a, why it's not said in the Gemara and the Rambam is because they're talking about the mechanism. They're not talking about the essence of Geiris, and nobody should think otherwise. Okay, we'll have to stop here.